Good for us to be here this morning, to sing these songs of praise, to be able to petition our God in prayer, to be able to remember our Lord in the partaking of the Lord's Supper, to be able to give of our means, to be able to study from His Word. There's nothing like it, and I appreciate so much the love that you have for God that brings you here this morning. And those of you who are visiting, we're glad that you've come to be with us. This morning I want to continue our lesson from last week. We were talking about attendance. The title of the lesson is Another Look at Attendance. And we mentioned that according to my experience, and I think you probably have experienced the same thing in churches where you may have been members or where you are, that the attendance, the number of the attendance on Sunday morning where the Lord's Supper is observed, is greater in number than the attendance on Sunday nights or on Wednesday nights or during gospel meetings. And I think there are various reasons for that. But I think that one reason is that some have concluded that the attendance on Sunday morning is required by God. It is important. But that the attendance on in Sunday nights and Wednesday nights are not required. They're good. It's good for us to be there. But it's not something that is required. It's optional that God has given us. And I think that's one reason for the differences. And there are two different mindsets here. And I'm not wanting to make anybody feel uncomfortable in this. My purpose is to see what God has said. We are saying, is the only assembly required by God the assembly on the first day of the week where the Lord's Supper is served? Does God require us to attend the assemblies on Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, and during gospel meetings? And our purpose here is looking at what God has said, the biblical principles that will help us make right decisions concerning attendance. And we all want that. We want to do God's will. I don't want to make a law where God has not made them, or made it, and I want you to help me with that. If I'm teaching something that's not what God has revealed, I would want you to tell me. But what I am presenting here is what I understand God is saying in His Word about the attending of the assemblies of the church. And as we all want to do God's will, therefore we want to be united on what God has said about this so that we can practice that which will be pleasing to Him and that will bring glory to Him. That's the purpose of this series of lessons. To review what we talked about last time very quickly here, we mentioned that the local church is a group of Christians who have banded together to work collectively and is designed and ordered by God. So the local church is something that God designed. And this is Christians in a certain locality. They meet together. They work together collectively in order to promote the Lord's cause, in order to do the work that God has called upon His people to do. And He also wants those each in that church, each who are a part of that local church, to do their part. In other words, every Christian has obligations to God. And those obligations to God involve their obligations to other Christians. That requires them becoming a part of a local church to meet with them and work with them. And God expects every member, every disciple of Christ, to do what they can, to do their part in that work. As a matter of fact, we mentioned last week in Ephesians 4, verse 16, where Paul says, "From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." And that's every member doing its share, doing what it can in order to promote the cause, in order to do the work God has called upon His people to do. And we also find in Scriptures that the local church assembled on the first day of the week by God's order, but they also assembled at other times according to the needs of the church, and that was by God's order too. In other words, they met on the first day of the week for the purpose of worshiping and for the purpose of edification. They partook of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Jesus Christ. We know that the early church did that. But that's not the only time they assembled. There's one time we find them meeting daily in Acts chapter 2. The church in Jerusalem met daily in the temple. And there was a need for that, for the edification of the church. And God ordered the coming together of the saints for their good. These assemblies, we find, was for a purpose. And it was for the good of the saints. It was for the glory of God Himself. And that was something that every Christian needed to be a part of. We also mentioned last week that when a church decides under the oversight of its elders to assemble for worship and edification, all members are required to be a part of that. We mentioned that elders are also known as overseers. They're known as shepherds, meaning that they feed a flock of God's people. They tend that flock. The word shepherd involves more than just feeding them the Word of God, but it also involves the idea of taking care of. Hebrews 13, verse 17 talks about watching out, that they watch out for your souls. And so they have responsibilities to lead God's people in the ways of the Lord. And as they consider the flock's needs, elders sometimes have to make decisions in the area of unspecified options, where the Lord maybe has not specified certain things, but decisions are made in order for the church to grow. And that has to do with even the assemblies other than the first day of the week. On Wednesday nights, maybe at other times, of where the whole church is to come together for the purpose of edifying, worshiping God and being edified. And the Lord tells us in Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And so to these Hebrew saints, these Jewish saints, they were told, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because your brethren need you. You need to stir them unto love and good works. You need to be there to exhort them, because they need that exhortation. And so that is decisions that elders make in order for that to be accomplished. Well, the members, Christians, have the responsibility to submit to that. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey those who have the rule over you. And so that's the reason I need to be a part of that, because that's a part of the work of this church. The church has decided we're coming together under the oversight of its elders for this purpose, so that all of us together can worship God and be edified, help one another. And I'm to do my part. And if I'm able to be there, then I should be a part of that. That's what I understand the Bible to be teaching us and what the Lord is enjoining upon us. So, saints assembling is important to God. We find that in Scripture. And so it should also be important to us. I want to talk a little bit more about the purpose for which we assemble. Remember, God ordered the coming together of the saints for our good. We assemble in order to worship God with our fellow saints. And that's something that we would be interested in, because we want to worship God together with our saints. We also find that God designed it for our encouragement and edification, so that we all could be edified and built up, that I could be edified. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, Paul said to the church in Corinth, "Now it is, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, that all things be done for edification." That's the building up of our faith, building up of our strength as Christians. And that's a purpose for which we come together. And also it provides us with the opportunity to serve our brethren. Not only do I need that, I need to be there in order to help my brethren. Again, in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. I'm here to stir you up unto love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another. I'm here to exhort you as you're here to exhort me." And so we come together because it gives us that opportunity to serve our brethren, to to show our love toward our brethren. These are purposes for which the Lord designed it. It was important to Him. And surely, of course, that is important to us as well. And that would be true on Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, when those assemblies are designed for us all to come together in one place in order to worship and to be edified. That's important to God, and that should be important to us. So, let's talk about that. We've looked at why we attend. Well, we show our love for God, because in that we are worshiping God. We are glorifying God. But not only that, we are obeying God's commands. I believe God commands us to be there. I believe it's a command to be here on Sunday nights, to be here on Wednesday nights. Based on what we have said, it's that which God expects us to do our part. And so, how do we show our love for God? By obeying His commands. 1 John 5 and verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome." And so we show our love as we obey His commands. And we show our love in that we're here to worship Him, offering our praise and thanksgivings to Him. And so when we miss an assembly, we should ask ourselves these questions. Can I honestly say that my reason for missing is an expression of my love for God? Is that my reason for missing is I am showing my love for God by not being there? And will it bring glory to God? My reason for missing, is it going to bring glory to God as it would if I was assembling with those saints? And so these are questions that we need to ask ourselves about our choices that we make concerning assembling on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights and even during gospel meetings. We show our desire to grow and to be more like Christ. We desire our own personal edification. And we need to ask ourselves, when we miss an assembly, can I honestly say that my reason for missing is necessary and will not hinder my goal to be more like Christ? Am I robbing myself of an opportunity to learn and to grow into salvation? As Peter says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby unto salvation." And so we want to hear that Word. We want to be where the Word of God is taught in order that we might grow. Even in our singing, we're teaching and admonishing one another. I hear you singing, you're teaching me and admonishing me. And as I sing, I am teaching and admonishing you. That's for our good. That's what it is designed for. We need one another. And when someone says, "Well, I can do that at home. Study my Bible at home. I can sing at home, and I can be edified there as well as I can in the assembly." But the Lord evidently saw the benefit of us coming together and stirring one another into love and good works. While you're here stirring me, you're here helping me, exhorting me. The Lord evidently saw the need for that, and so He designed for those assemblies for that then to take place. And if I don't, if I separate myself from those assemblies, I'm failing to take advantage of that provision that God has made for me to grow. It'd be kind of like, you've heard this illustration before, of a fire that's burning in the fireplace. And it's been burning there for a while and the embers are glowing red. If you take one of those hot coals and you pull it out onto the hearth, and it's glowing red at that time, but it's not long separated from the other coals that coal will turn cold. It will no longer be bright red. And that's the way it is with our faith. That's the way it is with our strength and our desire to serve the Lord. It grows cold if we're not there with our brethren to stir us, to help us. And so the Lord designed the assembly pairs for us to be encouraged. And I need to be there for that purpose. And can I say that my reason for missing is going to help me with that? Or will it hinder me Am I robbing myself of an opportunity to learn and to grow into salvation? You know, why do you require your children to attend school regularly? You say you let them go just once a week, the other times they don't have to go. No, you tell them they don't want to. But every morning you say, no, you're going to school today. And the reason is because you don't want them to miss any of the instructions that they need to progress in their education. Education is important to you. When they do miss, we make sure that they make up their work so that they don't fall behind. Why? Because their education is important to you. And our education in the Word of the Lord, our education and our growth as a Christian is important to the Lord. It's important, should be important to us, for us to be in those assemblies. And also, we're there because we show love for our brethren. We show our desire for the growth of our brethren. We show our desire for them to remain faithful unto the Lord. Again, look at Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. This passage that tells us not to forsake the assembling is stated in the context of us considering our brethren. Let us consider one another in order to stir unto love and good works. Why am I not to forsake the assembling? It's because I'm thinking of you. I might say, well, I at home, you know, I can be edified. Well, that's not true. I need to be here for myself. But I surely at home cannot be there to stir my brethren unto love and good works. I'm surely not going to be able to exhort them as they need exhortation and encouragement to live the life of a Christian. And so one reason that we go is because I'm considering my brethren. I'm considering you. I'm showing my love then for you. We not only want ourselves to grow, but we want our brethren to grow. And so when we miss an assembly, we should ask ourselves these questions. Can I honestly say that my reason for missing shows my love for the brethren? Does my missing encourage or discourage my brethren? Am I robbing others of my encouragement? Most organizations need high participation in order for them to accomplish the work they want to accomplish. And you know that any organization, if it only has just a small amount of participation, let's say there's a club that has 50 members, but only 15 show up in their meetings. Only 15 are actively involved. Well, they get in there, but they are not as effective as if all 50 of them did. And we understand that. And it can be discouraging to those 15 because the others, they may come to some big event. But that's the only thing they're involved in. And they need them, though, because there are other works that that organization is involved in. And that's true of any organization. Now, we're talking about the Lord's organization. We're talking about the Lord's church. We're talking about the work of the Lord here. That's the greatest work that can be given and that's been given to men here upon this earth. And that's what a local church is involved in. And it does become discouraging to a local church if you have a membership of 100 and only 40 show up on Sunday nights, 40, 50 show up on Wednesday nights, and they're not involved, the others are not actively involved. I understand there are other reasons why some are not able to come at those times. But if it's because they're choosing to do other things, that those assemblies are not a priority in their life, that becomes discouraging to the other members. And surely we would not want to be a discouragement to the church and to the Lord's work. If I'm able to be there, then the Lord wants me to be there. Let me ask you this. If Jesus was in the assembly tonight at 5 o'clock, and He had been out, and I've used this illustration before, I think it's an important one. If Jesus had been out teaching and He had been being persecuted and reviled, and He comes in on a Sunday night and He needs encouragement and exhortation, maybe on a Wednesday night, would I be there? Would I be in that assembly to encourage my Lord? I'd say, yeah, I'd be there. Well, He is there. His body's there. You know, how we treat His church, how we treat His brethren, is how we treat Him. Matthew 25. And as much as you did it unto one of these least, even these my brethren, Jesus says, you did it to me. And so if Jesus was going to be here, think of it. If Jesus was there, would I be there? Yes. He is there every Wednesday night, every Sunday night. And so that's a reason why I should desire to be in those assemblies and why the Lord would require me to be in those assemblies. In this lesson, what I'm trying to do here is to maybe change some of our mindsets. There are some in this congregation who understand this. And they're in every assembly. There's nothing that's going to keep them from coming. They're going to be here. Yeah, there are times they're sick. They're just not able to come. But you know that. If they're able to be here, they are here in all those services. And why is that? Why are they in all the services? Well, they understand the importance of the assembly. Saints assembling with the saints is important to God, and it's important to them. And that's the reason they're here. There are others that may not have that kind of mindset. And my purpose in this lesson is to change that mindset for all of us to have that same type of attitude, that same type of thinking that these others have. And that is, I'm going to be there. I will be there. There's nothing that's going to keep me from coming because this is important. This is a part of the work that God has called upon us to do. Now, someone might be asking, well, Lynn, does that mean I need to maybe be at 2 o'clock at the veterans home? What about that service? Should I be there? Well, the service at the veterans home is not an assembly of the church. It's not designed for the whole church coming together into one place in order to worship. And in fact, we've said to the men who are members of the church who are there, says, now, if you're able to be in the assembly of the church, that's where you need to be. If you're able to come, this assembly or this gathering here at the veterans' home is not in lieu of the assembly where the whole church has come together. But they're not able to come. They're not able to get out. And so they said, would you come and worship with us? And we said, yes. And so we go to them, and it's like anyone in their home who's not able to attend. And we go and we sing with them and we pray with them and we study with them. That's what that is. It's not designed as an assembly of the church for the whole church to come together in one place. But the assembly on Sunday night is. The assembly on Wednesday nights, it is. It is designed for that purpose. I understand that churches have various gatherings that maybe are not designed for all to come together. And there are options that members can make as it results to that. But we're talking about where, under the oversight of the elders, a church has decided to all come together for the purpose of worship and for the purpose of edifying one another. We find that that was in Scripture. There were times that they did that. And we're told, don't forsake the assembly. Don't forsake that time when you come together. And that would include on gospel meetings. That if we're able to be here, we ought to be here. Because of the work that we're doing, not only for the purpose of edifying the saints, but our series of gospel meetings are for the purpose of evangelism, carrying the gospel to the world. And we've invited people to come to hear the gospel proclaimed. And we surely want people to know this is something we're interested in. And I want to be here. If I'm able to be here, I'm here letting the congregation know that this work is important to me, you're important to me, but not only that, those whom I've invited, those from the community who may be attending, they may know that, yes, we have an attendance of maybe 90 on Sunday, but then on Wednesday, during gospel meetings, there may be only 50 that are there. And they're thinking, why is that? Maybe some that they know who are able to be in that assembly during the gospel meeting, but they're not there because they're doing other things. I'm not letting my light shine. This is an opportunity to evangelize, to let the world in the community, let the community know this is important. It's important to me. And so I'm going to be in that assembly so that I can promote the Lord's cause and help people to see the importance of it and to bring them to Jesus Christ. Well, are there legitimate reasons for missing an assembly? Well, there are two reasons that we mentioned last week. One is if I'm not able to attend. Someone is sick, he's not able to get out, not able to go anywhere. So he is not able to come. And if there's another God-given responsibility that has to be met at that time. I understand that there are times where another God-given obligation, a parent who has a child who's sick, the parent has a responsibility to that child. The child is not able to get out, and so the parent stays at home then with that child. And other examples that we may could give where it's a God-given obligation that has to be met at that time. Someone might say, well, what about missing for work? Work is an obligation that God has called upon us as Christians to provide for our families. And that is true. Work is an obligation that we have. But there may be other options. Let me ask you this. What if someone that you, let's go say you're going to look for a job, and the person says, well, you know, you're going to have to work on Sundays, every Wednesday night, and you wouldn't be able to attend at all, not even any time on Sunday. What would you do if that option was given to you? You might say, well, I guess if I have to work, then that's okay. No, you'd probably say, well, no, there's probably another job that I could take. And you may go look for another job that would not cause you to miss every assembly. You would know that that's not something that I ought to do. Well, I'm saying that's an option we can make when we go look for a job, even concerning Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Is say, okay, do I have to work during the service times? And I will tell you, if there are jobs that would require you to work at those times, then maybe you can negotiate with that person and say, well, you know, I worship on Sunday and on Wednesday nights. Is it possible for me to be off during those times? And you may be surprised how many employers would then say, okay, they would agree to that. Surely that's something we could do, is that we could then offer that. Matter of fact, as we looked for jobs for our children when they were growing up, we would say, well, they don't work on Sundays or Wednesday nights. And you know, they still got jobs. And there were employers that worked with us, and they allowed them not to work during those times. And that may be true of the job that you're looking for as well. Don't just automatically assume, well, I've got to work, and therefore not even try other options. What about the job that you're working on it now? I understand that there may be emergencies that would require someone to work on a Wednesday night, or maybe even a Sunday. And I understand that, and they have obligations at that job. It's not something that's ongoing, but something that's temporary, something that's just an emergency. But if it was an ongoing type of thing where you are having to miss these assemblies, you can go and talk to your employer. You know, is it possible that I could get off at this time? Again, you may be surprised. Now, many employers may agree. They may not. But the point is that we're doing all we can. Yes, we're meeting our God-given obligation and providing for our family, but we're looking for other options too. And the options that would not hinder us or keep us from our worship and from our serving the Lord in the assemblies of the church. What about missing for travel? You know, Sunday seems to be the logical day for traveling for some people. You know, you've got to be at work on Monday. You've been on vacation. We want to get as much as we can out of the vacation, so we'll use Sunday as our day for travel. And we end up missing the assemblies in order to travel. Why would we sacrifice the Lord's Day to do that? It's kind of like people who get into financial straits, the first thing sometimes brethren cut is their contribution. They're surely not going to cut off their cable television whatever else they want to keep. It seems that what we are giving to the Lord, the service that we render Him, sometimes is the first thing that we cut. That should be the last thing that we would cut. The point is that there are other decisions that we could make. Rather than missing the assemblies of the church, we would make other decisions in our traveling so that we do not miss the assemblies. And I'm saying even Sunday night and Wednesday nights as well. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to travel on Sunday. You could go and worship God, travel in the afternoon, worship with God's people and places. You know, there are brethren all over the country that are worshiping at these times. And it's good to take advantage of those opportunities to worship with those brethren and not to miss the assemblies of the church. What about missing for company? There's unexpected company that comes by. On a Sunday afternoon, and 5 o'clock comes along and you say, you know, we're going to services, and they say, well, we really don't want to come. What's the option there? What's the decision that we ought to make? Well, we can invite them to come with us. Say, we'd like for you to come. They say, no. Well, here's an opportunity to let our light shine. To say to them, well, you know, worshiping God is important to us. That's what's come first. And we're going to go and worship. And we'll be gone for about an hour, hour and a half. And you're welcome to stay here. We'll be back. What it's saying to them is saying that God comes first in your life. You're not being mean to them. You're just letting them know what's the priorities in your life. And in that, you're letting your light shine. They understand that. Even though they may not like it, they still would understand what commitment is and what it means to be committed to God. And so, those are the kinds of decisions that we can make rather than missing the assemblies of the church. And there may be other examples that we could give, but the point here is that we have now the mindset that says those assemblies, not just Sunday morning where the Lord's Supper is offered, but Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, during gospel meetings, when the whole church has come together in one place to worship, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do my part. Why? Because I love God. I want to grow. And I want my brethren to grow. And we want to help one another in serving the Lord. Well, I hope some things we've said this morning will help us in making these kinds of decisions. Of course, our priority is to serve God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love Him. He's our priority. And it may be, I don't know, it may be that that's not been your priority. May you come to realize the reason I've made some decisions I've made is because of worldly interest. That has been my priority. Well, we need to repent. We're not serving the Lord as we ought. And there's forgiveness. The blood of Jesus was shed so that I could be forgiven of that. And I need to repent. Go to God in prayer with a penitent heart and ask Him to forgive me of my sins. Come forward. And we'll pray on your behalf that God will forgive you, that God will be with you and help you to make the right decisions, to help you to love Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's our goal, the goal of all of us. And if I failed in that, I need to repent. I need to change the way I'm thinking. And so that's our goal in this series of lessons. If you need to come forward, if you need to respond to the invitation of the Lord, please come while together we stand and sing.